love to hear Aunt Reed. Well, don't be afraid. That was a long passage. And I still like 2 Corinthians, by the way. And we have five more sermons there, but we just are taking a brief hiatus today. And I've heard good things about Jim's sermon last week. I haven't heard it yet. I'm looking forward to that. But Psalm 104, it's an extended doxology. You know, we sing at the end of every service, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." And this is an extended doxology for God's wonderful, it's full of wonder, diverse creation, for his beauty and for his ongoing sovereign care over us, for his abundant provision. It's like a poetic version of Genesis 1 and 2, the creation story. And as the psalmist, it's probably David, people speculate, but as the psalmist reflects, he is driven towards the primary purpose of our lives, our chief end, that is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. He writes, "I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord." And that's a great, that would be my prayer, that I'd sing praises to the Lord till my last breath. I remember years ago, Gordon and Dan and I had the privilege of visiting Eric Olson. Some of you know him, a very wonderful, godly man who was a mentor to us. He had been a missionary for years, and he was just so kind and helpful, and we got to go and be with him really the night that he died, and we sang with him, which I'm not sure that helped him. But Eric couldn't sing. He couldn't really even talk, but he knew we were there. He would squeeze our hands while we were singing. He was singing with us. I know he was. It's the kind of man he was. He would love this psalm. I'm sure he did. But we are really blessed because God has not left us alone in this world. He has not left us alone. He has revealed himself to us. And he's revealed to himself. He reveals himself in all manner of ways. The creation shouts his presence. And that's where to start. This psalm is all about what theologians call general revelation or creation. The things that are all around us. This psalm praises God for the beauty of his creation. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. Verses 24 and 25, "O Lord, how manifold are your works." They're many, countless. "In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable." That word "to teem," it just is, it's full, it's exploding. "Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things both great and small." So the psalmist is praising all that God has done, macro to micro. All the things that are majestic down to the things that are minute and delicate. And last week, Sharon and I, we enjoyed a few lovely days at an old farm that's been turned into a bed and breakfast on the Chesapeake Bay. And there was all around the buildings, there were just full of flowers, beautiful flowers. But not only was it full of flowers, but I've never seen so many butterflies. They were everywhere, scores, maybe hundreds. I could prove it. I've got it on my phone. I took a little video of them, just all kinds. I don't know much about butterflies, but it was beautiful. You know, I read there's over 300,000 species of beetles, which maybe a downgrade from butterflies from some of you, but it's amazing. Or just consider the sky. Verse 2, you are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. And this theme is seen elsewhere, notably in Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaims the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. You see the manifold, teeming